From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The public viewing for Senator Edward Kennedy is due to come to an end in about an hour. The JFK Presidential Library, a museum in Boston where Kennedy's body is lying in repose, is scheduled to close for a private memorial. Thousands have been lining up to pay their last respects. These men say they felt they had a duty to be there.
I've been a long life Kennedy supporter, and this is just a small part that I can give my goodbyes to a great senator.
This is a part of America, and Senator Kennedy made a great contribution to America in dealing with some of our major problems.
There were so many people waiting in line last night that the museum was kept open for 3 extra hours. It reopened early this morning to accommodate the hundreds who were already waiting in line. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles and Monterey counties. Several wildfires that are burning in the region have forced evacuations. As many as 1,500 people had to leave the wealthy seaside community of Rancho Palos Verdes overnight. Some stayed at the luxury Araneo Resort, where Wendy Hazy is a spokeswoman.
They showed up pretty much with just what they had, could put into a small bag and what they had on them.
In Monterey County, a wildfire near Soledad has burned 5,000 acres. About 100 homes there are under evacuation orders. The government's popular Cash for Clunkers auto rebate program is getting credit for boosting consumer spending in July. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.2%. Incomes, however, were flat after a more than 1% drop in June, suggesting that unemployment and falling home prices are still putting pressure on Americans. Meanwhile, banks are around the country are still having trouble. Bad loans and too little cash to back them have caused 81 banks to fail nationwide so far this year. Georgia leads the country, and more there remain at risk, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
More than half of the state's 324 banks posted losses in the second quarter, up from 34% a year ago. 18 banks have failed so far this year in Georgia, and more are expected to fail. The problem stems from the number of new banks that sprang up to deal with expanding real estate development, which created a high demand for loans. When the recession hit and mortgages became hard to get, these banks became vulnerable. Even with the economy beginning to recover, banks here are losing tens of millions of dollars. In the second quarter, only half a dozen Georgia banks earned more than $1 million, and many decided to write off large borrowers that they had hoped would recover. The FDIC reported this week more than 1 in 4 U.S. banks was unprofitable in the second quarter. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Stocks have been losing ground after making early gains today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 44 points at 95.36. The NASDAQ is down 2. This is NPR News. At least one of the flight data recorders has been recovered from the Yemenia Airways flight that crashed into the Indian Ocean in June. A French naval ship located the recorder several weeks ago, but it lacked the deep-sea diving equipment needed to retrieve it. The crash killed 152 people. There was only one survivor, a teenaged girl. Iceland has agreed to repay Britain and the Netherlands billions of dollars lost from accounts when Icelandic banks were hit by the credit crunch. But as Larry Miller reports from London, not all are happy about it.
The British and Dutch governments cover the losses suffered by their citizens who deposited money in Icelandic banks to gain high interest rates. The Icelandic parliament approved a bill to repay more than $5 billion of those losses. Iceland's prime minister described the move as an important step in the country's recovery. Without repayment, the UK and the Netherlands could have blocked important aid from the International Monetary Fund. Opponents did not want Iceland picking up the debts of its banks when so many of its own citizens are destitute from the economic crisis. There's particular anger toward Britain, which used its anti-terrorism laws to freeze Icelandic bank funds held in UK branches. The repayments aren't due to begin until 2017. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The mayor of the northern New Jersey community of Inglewood is due in court in about an hour in hopes of keeping Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi out of his community. The mayor is trying to stop renovation work at the mansion where Gaddafi plans to stay next month when he addresses the United Nations General Assembly. Inglewood's mayor says if the federal government will keep Gaddafi out, he will. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.